This is Adam Perry from Media Trust Newsnet. I'm here with Ivo Burham from NT Mojo in Australia. And we just had a fantastic presentation at the BBC Connecting Communities Conference. Ivo, could you just explain a little bit about NT Mojo and what it is?
It's a project, a mobile journalism project in remote communities in Australia that focuses on skill sets, not just the technology, and it's designed to provide greater self-determination to this marginalised group of Australians.
And you talked a lot about the power of video in terms of storytelling for those communities. What, in your experience, has been the real value to communities of being able to tell their own story?
Well, there's a great sense of pride in telling stories, and there's in telling the stories the right way, and that's been first and foremost. They're very proud to share their stories with the rest of the world. There's also been a skill set learned. There's been literacy, and there's been video skill sets, and that's a value to the community because it's training people to have a voice from within the community. So in effect, it's created jobs in that community, media jobs in these communities. In fact, four of the communities where four of the mojos are actually working in the community doing various media work.
And you spoke very powerfully about the link with mainstream media and the change of perception this brings about. I mean, that seems to be a very important byproduct of this as well.
Yeah, well, mainstream, when people have their own voice from within the community, mainstream media are getting not just the negative stories that they're hearing over the phone and then doing interviews by braille, in a sense. They're getting stories from within the community that are positive spins on maybe something negative. Maybe it's alcohol, but it's a positive spin on what the community's doing. So it's a different take on issues that have been helped marginalise these communities because of the way that they've been handled by mainstream media.
And you have the sense that communities feel much more positive about the way they've been treated as a result of that?
Well, no. Communities feel that they have more of a say, that they're stakeholders in the conversation about them.
So it's about involving rather than feeling they've just been done to.
It's about being proactive. It's about having something to say and having a voice to say it. That's what it's about.
Ivo, thanks very much indeed for taking the time to chat with us.
My pleasure.